Greetings. This is a podcast recording for medical student members of the American College of Surgeons. Today, our topic is, what if I don't match? What are my options? Brought to you by Maya Babu. Dr. Babu?
Thank you, Allison. The purpose of our podcast series is to provide information around a topic important to medical students, trainees, or young surgeons. We hope you will find this podcast educationally valuable and find guidance and reassurance in its content. The title of this podcast is What Happens If I Don't Match? As you listen to the following advice on what to do if you do not match, keep this quote at the back of your mind. Trust the wait, embrace the uncertainty, enjoy the beauty of becoming. When nothing is certain, anything is possible. That's from Mandy Hale. After years of reading, attending anatomy labs, taking eight-hour exams, rotating through all different specialties of medicine, and interviewing across the country, medical students face match day, a day filled with excitement and with fear. As someone who has gone through the process more than once, and understands what it means to log on to NRMP and see the words, unfortunately you did not match, we assure you that while it is unpleasant to receive such disheartening news, it is not the end of the world. I remember thinking at the time that my career as a physician was over and that even if it continued in medicine, I would never be a surgeon as I had intended. I am happy to say that I am now approaching my chief year as a surgical resident, so this is proof that there is light at the end of the long tunnel. However, I did have several friends that were in the same position, some who were not successful in matching into certain specialties and then matched the following year in a different specialty, others who opted to leave medicine altogether. There are various reasons for all of these different outcomes, but regardless of the endpoint, the most important thing to remember is that your life does not depend on this single entity of matching or even simply being a physician. We are all well-rounded people with families, friends, and talents outside of medicine that make us who we are, and those are the qualities that carry us through life, not the match. After several preliminary years and research fellowships, it was only after I realized that vital fact with clarity and was truly happy with myself that in my life, that everything seemed to fall into place. I have maintained this belief throughout residency and will continue to do so as time goes on. That being said, what does happen if you don't match? First, allow the information to sink in. Then, spend the day with someone you love and do something that makes you feel comfortable and reminds you of who you are. Take some time to consider the following. Why did I not match? Are these things that I can or want to change? Would I be happy continuing to pursue this particular specialty, or would I be just as happy in a different specialty as long as I am practicing medicine? How much am I willing to sacrifice to pursue this specialty? Who can I turn to for advice or for help? What are my options in the upcoming year while I reapply? Remember, you will need a support system. It is imperative to be realistic about the factors that may have led to the match outcome. Perhaps it was USMLE scores, rotation grade, the poor evaluation letter, or interview performance. Scores are typically used to weed applicants in the interview pool and then may be considered again during the rank process. However, if you are able to get your foot in the door, a strong work ethic and clinical performance can cause scores to be overlooked. However, a poor evaluation or letter is a huge red flag. Think about why people perceived your actions in a negative light and how you can use that information to change for the better. Also realize that this will be a hard hurdle to overcome. But if you learn from your past actions and prove that you have changed, you can overcome this. When applying through the match or making any big decision, it is always wise to have a backup plan. Consider at least two other specialties with which you can be content. In today's world of medicine, several specialties overlap and can offer very similar satisfaction. For example, if you have difficulty matching in a surgical field, consider something procedural, such as interventional radiology, gastroenterology, or perhaps physical medicine and rehabilitation. Oftentimes, the subspecialties in internal medicine are mirrored in pediatrics. Just as important to consider is family medicine, especially considering that practicing in smaller towns would allow you to have a very robust and desired practice. These are just a few options to ponder. However, the main goal is to accept that you would still be involved in patient care. If you choose to continue to pursue the same specialty a second or even third time in a row, please consider how much you are willing to sacrifice to reach this goal. My experience led me to move across the country several times before settling into a categorical position. If I had a spouse or children, I definitely would have thought long and hard if it would be worth it to drag everyone with me through my journey of uncertainty, although for me as a single person, I enjoyed it and would do it again. There are several marriages that I know of that did not survive the failed match process and adamant pursuit of a particular specialty, so the financial and emotional strain on others is definitely something to take into consideration. No matter what specialty you choose to apply to the following year, you will want to ask for new recommendation letters, such as attendings with whom you have become familiar with after the match, and at the very least, a program director or department head. Find a mentor that will help you achieve your goal, whether that means finding a spot in a certain specialty or simply becoming a physician that you can be proud of and help you turn your setback into a success. That leads to the last question of what to do while reapplying. First of all, take part in the SOAP process and contact your school immediately as they may offer support through this week. Preliminary positions are a fantastic way to stay sharp clinically, make new connections, obtain fresh letters of recommendation, and consider new options. A preliminary year in any specialty will still allow you to grow as a physician and will be an avenue for you to meet people in that specialty that you are seeking to join simply by being active in the hospital. If you are not fruitful during SOAP week, realize that positions will still open up throughout the spring, so be aware of various websites that will post positions, such as Resident Swap or the Association of Program Directors in Surgery. You will also want to consider how many preliminary years you are willing to do before considering a different specialty. There are pros and cons to multiple preliminary years, but that can be saved for a different discussion. Whatever path you choose, do not be afraid to ask for help, as that will be the key to opening doors along the way. While applying through all these avenues, once again, you must have another plan rolling. Research is always a great way to open doors and simultaneously be productive. I suggest searching the FREIDA website, that's F-R-E-I-D-A is the acronym, and looking at programs that you would be interested in or people that you would like to work with. Email them, explaining where you are in your training, what your goals are, and that you would be willing to be involved with research without compensation. Unfortunately, many of these positions are unfunded, but the return in networking, experience, education, and publications can be invaluable. I met my first mentor this way, and it opened many doors. You can always apply for a paid job, such as in consulting, or even something outside of medicine, on the side, as research hours are very flexible. If feasible, you can even pursue a master's degree, which is always beneficial. If you do choose to pursue a research fellowship while reapplying, make sure that you are working with a mentor who is productive and that you, too, are productive as you will need to have presentations and publications listed on your CV for reapplication. Other people have chosen to pursue shadowing rotations, which may also be helpful. So again, being productive goes a long way, so any publications during your shadowing time will be helpful. Most importantly, always remember to be your best at whatever you are doing in the present while you are pursuing your goals for the future, even if they are unrelated. Everything you learn and everyone you meet will be valuable. While keeping that in mind, do not be afraid to embrace opportunities that are directly in line with your ultimate goal. You will be surprised at just how small the world is and how many connections you can make with each small career move. For example, after my second year as a preliminary resident, I completed a research fellowship at a program which was very unexpected, in a subspecialty of surgery that I had no experience or interest in at that time. Yet, it ultimately led to me finding a categorical position in a very roundabout way, which is why the quote at the top is incredibly real. Through this process, remember to rely on yourself, but to also find a support system, including friends, family, the people you work with, and mentors. Each person will offer a different method of support, and it will be much needed. Don't forget to share your story with others. Finally, as terrifying and uncertain as the match or unmatching process may be, make the very best of every step you take while making your own way to your end goal. We each have our own story. Not matching does not decrease your value as an applicant or as a person. If anything, depending on how you handle it, it can make you far stronger if you are led by your overall life goals. Remember that no matter what happens, you will get through it. So keep your head up and keep moving forward.